Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I don't always like to repeat things, but I did want to get that interview on again with Mike Nichols, the East Lansing attorney on drinking and driving. I think there were certainly some tips we could all learn. I believe I have on the phone now a gentleman from Big Daddy Taxi. Is that right, Scott? Do I have Brent?
Yeah,
fabulous.
How are you doing tonight?
Hey, Brent, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you doing?
It's a very busy night for you, I know. Thanks for spending a couple minutes with me here. First of all, by introduction, you're with Big Daddy Taxi.
Yep, that is correct.
And are you a driver?
I'm a driver plus driver manager. So
so you do a little bit of everything.
I do a little bit of everything.
Now, this is a big night in your line of work, isn't it, Brent?
Very big night.
Very big night. What time do things kind of get going for you? Are they already happening?
We've been scheduling rides all the way from about 3 hours ago. People have been calling, setting up rides for tonight. We've been going pretty chaotic, everybody trying to get everywhere all at the same time.
So that's the good news for folks on the road concerned about safety this evening, is people are scheduling the rides to wherever the party is as well as home.
Right. The hardest part is everybody's wanting to come back at the same time a lot of the times, and that makes it a little difficult.
What times everybody want to get home when the bars?
I've had a lot of people try to go for 2 o'clock, and I try to tell everybody I need to schedule somebody for about 1 to 1:30, so I got time to get them home, and I come back and get somebody at 2, and then another group needs to go and go to like Mena's or someplace like that, and go get something to eat, and then we'll come get them after we get done with the 2 o'clock runs.
I'd say that's some pretty good advice anyway. I guess the buzzword is that patience is a virtue this evening, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, we've got about, between all the companies that are out there right now, we've probably got anywhere from 150 to 200 cabs on the road. Everybody's really trying to get people home. I mean, that's how us guys make a living.
Don't mind working.
No, it's the one evening I don't mind working.
There you go. How many cabs are in the Big Daddy fleet, Brent?
We have 14 big vans, plus we have 4 cars. So we've got quite a few on the road. We don't have as many as some other companies do, but we're trying to do our part.
So all 14 will certainly be on the road running all evening.
Oh, yes, they will. Even the daytime drivers that normally have their vans or cars full-time are sharing with somebody tonight, so we can have basically all 14 there, all 18 on the road tonight. So,
and the big vans, you can just kind of schedule and coordinate the stops to pick folks up in groups if need be too, right?
Yeah, we're trying to ask everybody, please don't expect a whole cab when you're one or two people. We'll squeeze you in wherever we can and wherever we get somebody on the way. We've got a lot of big groups scheduling. We tell everybody, if you can do it in a group, do it in a group.
Well, I like that. We're learning a little taxi cab etiquette tonight, aren't we?
Yeah, and everybody wants to get everywhere. I mean, the patience is a virtue. If you can set up your ride ahead of time so you know what time you're going to be picked up, try to be prompt. We're not going to have a lot of time to kill sitting outside waiting for somebody while they're doing their hair or whatever. There's not a lot of time waiting for that. So if everybody can be ready by the time they set up, it would be great.
I am learning so much from you tonight, things that I have never even thought of or considered before. I can't imagine making you wait while I'm up curling my hair, Brent.
Well, and I've explained it before to people is this. You know, if I make you wait 5 minutes, you and your group waited 5 minutes.
There you go.
Wait 5 minutes for every single stop I make. If I make 30 stops that night, you add that up. That's a lot of time wasted that I could have been spent getting people done.
That's true. Are folks pretty cooperative on a night like this?
Pretty cooperative. I'm pretty relaxed with a lot of people. I tell them, you know, I don't mind giving you an extra minute or two if you ask for it, but if you just call me and expect me to sit out time and wait for you to finally walk out, you may not have a cab there when you get out.
I like the way you operate, actually. How do you go about making sure the drivers are safe on a night like this as well?
Well, I've told everybody, please get well rested because you're going to be running all night tonight. You know, there's a lot of people that are partying in houses now instead of bars because of the new smoking law, which unfortunately kind of taken the cops out of it because they don't have access to the people anymore. They used to, they're all at the bar. We know where they're at. Well, now they're spread out a lot more. They're hit houses here and houses there because they can watch baseball games and basketball games and all that anywhere they're at.
Very good. Are you seeing an increase in people taking taxis, just trying to be more responsible, and frankly, they don't want to get arrested for drunk driving?
It was a super. You would think that, but actually, we've had. I think the numbers are this year are up on what happened this year.
Wow. Okay.
I didn't realize that until I talked to somebody the other day, and they said the numbers have almost doubled this year. I don't know if the cops are cracking down more or what, but yeah, we've had a rash of a lot more people, and I don't understand it, because there's a lot of cabs out here, a lot more than there was 4 years ago. Yet the DUI is up. I know they've got access to them.
Okay.
It's just a matter of whether they take advantage of the access they have.
Well, the good news is that like you said, with 150 to 200 cabs on the road tonight, there's absolutely no reason to be drinking and driving. How do they get a hold of Big Daddy Taxi, Brent?
They can call our office number at 517-367-7474. If they know their driver's extension, as soon as they get a hold of somebody, they can just ask for a specific driver. On a night tonight, like tonight, how busy it's going to be, I just ask them to take the first available.
Sure.
It's their best chance of getting somewhere.
Well, very good. I'll repeat that number. I think maybe folks should put it in their cell phones, 367-7474. Brent, stay safe out there tonight, and thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you very much. You have a great night.
Thank you. Happy New Year. We've been speaking with Brent Butler with Big Daddy Taxi. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends right after these messages.